Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of the NTU, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to support them. They do good work and for you and me folks out here on Main Street. Pete, Tax Cut Jobs Act.
That one.
The one which passed in December. Where do we stand on that? We're waiting on guidance by the IRS. I'm not gonna get on my soapbox I'm still mad about this law, but I'm not gonna get on that soapbox today. I did that yesterday. Where are we on the guidance? Where do you think the IRS is on this? Are we gonna have any kind of clarity anyway soon?
I think that we're getting more clarity on the individual tax provisions and those individual tax provisions that also apply to small businesses, those who use the 1040 return to declare their profit and pay tax. We are getting a more expansive definition of who's going to qualify for that new 20% small business income tax deduction. So that's good news. The big unknowns that remain have to do with international tax situations, not only large corporations, but small businesses that actually conduct transactions overseas. We may not see the IRS rules associated with the changes to the law that were made in December 2017 until December of this year. So a whole year might transpire before we have some good regulatory clarity. That's tough, not only for obviously large businesses who have entire divisions of people trying to get out a crystal ball and figure out what the changes are going to mean, but what is a small business owner supposed to do? Basically wait around and hope for the best.
Well, that's exactly right. And I guess I'm going to violate what I just already got through saying. It's hard for me to discuss this issue without getting mad about it. It's hard for me to discuss this law without talking about how it discriminates against small businesses. It's hard for me to discuss this law without pointing out that small businesses' capital is very precious, and we have to make plans well in advance so we deploy whatever our precious capital the right way, whether it be in the form of investment or tax planning, or our own retirements, those kinds of things. And when we go a whole year being up in the air with in this fog of not knowing how the IRS is going to treat this law and how they're going to come down in a certain way, what their promulgation is going to be, we go a whole year without any of that. That really puts us at a disadvantage. And I'll tell you something, Pete. We're increasingly competing more directly every day with big companies who aren't having to do any of this. The big C corps aren't having to do any of this. They're completely clear on what their responsibilities and what their deductions are, and small business isn't, and it continues to put us at a disadvantage. Now tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, I think the large businesses, the C corps, they're going to be waiting for the new international tax rules. They're in the same boat on that, certainly. Now, Tax Reform 2.0, which is a framework for not only making some of these changes permanent, but making some of the changes that were enacted in December of last year work better, is on the horizon. We may very well get House action on legislation that could provide more help to startup businesses, could clarify how businesses qualify for some of the new tax saving provisions,
Could it make them permanent?
All of that.
Aren't they also talking about making the tax cuts permanent? The tax deductions permanent?
Yes. Yes. And especially the upfront expensing. Now, a lot of small businesses already can take advantage of some of the 179 expensing rules, but there are other areas of expensing law that could be made more friendly to small businesses.
Well, and how about, and let's make it mean something to companies that don't buy $1 million worth of equipment every year. You know, do something to help people, because most don't. Most small businesses don't spend that kind of money on CapEx.
Yes, and expand it to real estate, purchases of land and structures.
Thank you.
And get those rules in place.
Because we do that. We do buy real estate. We do improve our real estate. There's no question about that. Yeah, that's what we need to have. Now, you said the House. You said the House, but it's going to have to go through the Senate to get done, right?
Yes, both chambers. The House is taking the lead just like it did on the last tax reform effort. And I think we have a decent chance to get this to the president's desk. It will probably be a lame duck session where the final votes are cast after the election.
Really?
But we'll probably see a House bill move before the election. I'm thinking votes sometime in early September, right after the Labor Day recess when the House comes back.
Huh, interesting. Well, that'll be a motivating factor in the election for a lot of folks. Want it? I mean, if Main Street small businesses like what's being done on the tax 2.0, as you say, then that'll motivate them in the election. That could actually be a good thing. Hold on to that thought. NTU.org, folks, is the website. Pete Sepp, I encourage you to support them, folks. They do good work. Pete and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll see you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.